comments. You must not covet. These and other such commandments are summed up in this one commandment. If you keep this one commandment, all the other 10, 11, and 12, if it's that many, you'll fulfill them. This one commandment, you can keep all the rest of them. Because if you walk in love, you won't steal from it. You won't commit adultery. You won't covet. All right? I told you I was going to hit another one real hard. Amen. Huh. Before I start reading, let me get it. So let me read through it again. You must not covet these. All right, let me start at verse 9. For the commandment says, you must not what? Commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not covet. And let me put the other one, it's in the 10. Let me put it in that. You must not be a glutton. I'm going to pause there for a minute. But we're hit heavy on adultery. But glutton is just as bad as adultery. We don't think too much about a person glutton, but we'll talk about it. We'll get among ourselves and talk about, you old so-and-so, I can't believe he did that. Well, I can't believe you eating like that either. We must bring ourselves under what? Control. All right, let's read. Let's read where I stop at. Verse 9. Verse 10 says what? Love does no wrong to others. Love what? One translation said love does no harm to others. Boy, I like that one. Love does no wrong to others. So love fulfilled the requirements of God's law. This is all the more urgent. But you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Now, I said, I'm not going to take a lot of time here, because see, reading the script, you have to qualify. Our salvation is what? Nearer than when we believe. And one of the thoughts the Lord said, I thought you were born again. Yes, I'm born again. I am born again, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. But do you not know you still got to be delivered or saved from some stuff? Now, your spirit just as saved as ever going to be because it was created and made just like God. You just got the down payment on your body. Because the one you got, you're not going to take it to heaven with you. So you're going to get another one. So you just got the down payment. The down payment, the stamp of approval, the guarantee that you're going to get it. You hadn't got it yet. That's part of your salvation. You will be totally delivered. Your body, the body you get, won't even sin, can't even touch it. But the one you got now, it can. Huh? That's why you have to believe God and confess the words and be kept, watch what you eat, watch how you talk, watch your attitude, Because if you do it, your body will be affected by it. Hello, somebody. But once you get the other one, you won't have that glutton in you. I won't have that glutton in me. I won't be tempted by overeating. I won't be tempted. But if I allow that to happen while I'm here on earth, and if I don't take charge, me, you, my spirit, the real me, you. If we don't take charge and we allow that to happen, it will affect these bodies and call them the short circuits. We won't live out the number of our days. We may live out our day, but we live out in pain and suffering and all the other things that go on. Ooh. Say, go ahead and read, Pastor. Go ahead and read. Hurry up and go ahead back to reading. Hallelujah. Where did I stop it? Let's pick up at verse 12. The night is almost gone, and the day of salvation will soon be here. It'll soon be here. You remember the old song we used to sing growing up? Some of you may remember. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. Trouble. I don't think anybody remembers. Y'all just sitting there looking at me. Soon we will be done with the trouble of this world. All right, let me get to read. So, the night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes. That's pretty plain, isn't it? So do what? I know you know how to pull off dirty clothes, don't you? So he said, remove your dark deeds. That means deeds done in secret. You don't think nobody sees you, but God sees you. Remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Ooh, that sounds... Because we belong to the day. In other words, we belong to the light. We don't do things secret. We don't do things. We do things in the light because God is light.